C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, September 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Talking about money with family members can always be awkward. For people with aging parents, having the money talk with them may be especially uncomfortable, but it's a way to ensure they'll have enough to live on comfortably in their later years.
A lot of parents are actually afraid to start the conversation for any number of reasons. Sometimes there's a fear of being a burden to their children if they're not in a good situation. But the other feeling is that the children will feel that they are due the money.
So how should you approach the conversation with your parents? And where can you find help in managing your parents' finances? Wall Street Journal and Barron's contributor Cheryl Winokur Monk has been talking to financial experts about this. She'll join us to talk about it after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
After decades of supporting their children financially, there comes a time when aging parents may need assistance themselves in getting their finances in order, either for retirement or to leave it for future generations. But those conversations don't always happen when they should, and that can put financial strain on a family. Our contributor, Cheryl Winokur Monk, wrote about this for the WSJ's sister publication, Barron's, and she's with us to discuss how to jumpstart what are usually difficult conversations. Cheryl, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Cheryl, in a lot of cases, people have been seeing their parents manage money and the household finances their entire lives, but rarely talk about it. What do experts say about what the biggest obstacles are that get in the way of these conversations happening?
Well, they're not necessarily natural questions, even if you have a really close relationship with your parents. And starting to talk about money, it can be uncomfortable. The parents may feel, for example, that you're asking because you have an ulterior motive, when really you might not, and you just want to make sure the parents are okay. So it's those kind of dynamics. In general, people have a hard time talking about money, and these very pointed conversations can be even harder.
Now, you've spoken to several financial planners about this topic. What do they say about sons and daughters needing to recognize the signs that it's time to have these conversations?
Well, you really want to have these conversations before you get to a point where you're desperate to have them. So if you have a health crisis, for example, or a death or something like that. So just the fact that your parents are maybe getting a little older and maybe they're heading towards retirement, those can be some trigger points to say, you know, we really should think about these things. And especially, you know, when you're doing your own planning for your children, you have children who are going to be in college shortly, or you're thinking about buying a house. There's lots of things in your own financial life that could influence you to talk to your parents and to know basically what your parents' plans are.
And when you actually sit down to have one of these talks, how do experts say is the best way to begin and to frame this kind of conversation?
It's best, the experts say, to start really informally. So you don't want to sit down and say, "Hi, Mom, Dad, it's good to see you today. How much money are you leaving me when you die?" Like, that's really not the kind of question you want to start with. Sometimes there are natural ways into it. Like, for example, if you're doing estate planning, you can say, "Hey, Mom and Dad, I was doing some estate planning and I was meeting with an attorney. Do you have an attorney? Or I met with my accountant today. Who is your accountant?" Or things like, you know, "We were starting to think about retirement planning. Are you comfortable in your retirement planning? Do you feel you're going to have enough money so that you'll be comfortable in retirement?" Questions like that, making it seem that you're not out there for your money. That's the last thing you want parents to think, that you're there for their money. You really want them to understand that you're asking these questions because you want to make sure they're in a good position.
Okay, but isn't this process a two-way street? You know, shouldn't parents also recognize when it's time to not only protect their holdings, but be sure their assets wind up in the right hands down the line?
It's true. A lot of parents are actually afraid to start the conversation for any number of reasons. Sometimes there's a fear of being a burden to their children if they're not in a good situation. But the other feeling is that the children will feel that they are due the money somehow, or they'll feel like it's owed to them, or they won't spend it wisely. There are all sorts of reasons that parents may be hesitant to have these conversations, but it's really important to have them because kids need to know if there is going to be an inheritance, if there's not going to be an inheritance, or if they'll in turn have to help their parents out financially because the parents haven't saved enough in their own lives.
Now, how would this conversation be different for people with wealthier parents?
Well, there's a lot more planning that goes into the situation if you're going to be inheriting a significant amount of money, or if your parents, for example, have set aside money for your children that you don't know about. Or maybe it's even for you. Maybe that they have set aside money that they want you to buy your second home somewhere. And if they haven't had these conversations with you, your planning decisions are going to be very different. Maybe you're thinking about a very modest retirement and saving as much as you can little bit by little, and your parents have really set aside a lot of money for you. You just need to know, and it doesn't mean that your parents have to do this, but you have to be able to plan, and without knowledge, you can't plan appropriately.
And I guess it's important to note going into this process that this is typically not just one conversation, right?
Absolutely. This is a series of conversations because, like I said, you can't just start the conversation and say, hey, mom and dad, how much money do you have? It's not good for anybody to do that. It's a series of conversations, getting into it a little bit at a time, and it can be years while you're having these conversations. It can start out just little things like, hey, tell me about Social Security. I was thinking about it. I realize I'm going to have to deal with it someday. What are you doing about Social Security? Little ways to get into the topics. And as you build that relationship, it becomes more natural over time.
Okay, so once the conversation begins, then the task is how to manage the parents' finances as they age. What are the best ways to tackle that?
Well, sometimes it involves bringing in experts. It might be good to sit down with, say, an accountant, an attorney, an estate planning attorney, for example, if the parents are open to this. It really depends on the dynamics of the relationship and what the parents need help with or don't need help with. Some aging parents are very together. They have everything all organized. They know what they need. They have what they need, and they can just tell their children, thank you. We're good. We're ready to talk about it. We'll talk about it with you, but you should know, you know, we have all these things in place. Some parents may have not put money aside. They may need more help from the children. So it just really depends on the situation.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal and Barron's contributor, Cheryl Winokur Monk. Cheryl, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.